This is Taking Charge of Your Health, with report number 2 in our series of Building Habits That Create Good Health, based on the program by Dr. Kelly Travers. Each week, we add a few more steps to taking charge of your health.
So you want to take charge of your health, to eat better and exercise more. You are, in a word, motivated, at least for the moment. The question is, will the motivation last? Well, here's a surprise answer. The chemical that drives motivation is also linked to addiction.
The chemical dopamine elicits a pleasurable sensation. It drives motivation and attention. Addictive substances supply the brain with large amounts of dopamine. Cocaine, for example, elevates dopamine levels by 800%. What happens when the brain receives too much dopamine over an extended period? It resets itself. It programs itself to need more of the substance. It drives addiction.
But the brain doesn't need excessive dopamine. To keep healthy levels in your brain so that you are motivated and attentive, you simply need to do things you enjoy. Whatever gives you pleasure keeps you motivated at the same time. It can be dancing, reading, watching a ball game, or painting a picture.
Not to mention exercise, eating, and sex, which stimulate the release of dopamine. Although in this age of passive recreation, the pleasure of exercise has become an acquired taste.
Right, which underscores the fact that taking charge of your health means changing behaviors, a process that is not necessarily pleasurable at first. But the brain can help, because the brain is selective. It does not and can pay no attention to every sight, sound, taste, or feeling in every moment. It selects what it pays attention to.
More to the point, you select what you pay attention to. Changing a behavior requires that you pay attention to behaviors you're used to ignoring. That's why at the beginning of Dr. Travers' program, she suggests you keep a record of what you eat, how many cigarettes you smoke, how often you feel stressed. The point is to increase your awareness. This awareness assists you in building habits that become second nature.
She also advises you to be aware of what your social brain is up to. We are collaborative animals. We learn from one another. We're influenced by one another. We benefit from working on change together. We don't benefit from spending a lot of time with friends who have the same bad habits we're trying to break.
It's a lot harder to maintain your calorie count when you're the only one in the office who doesn't want to snack on candy or chips all morning, or when everyone is mocking you because you don't want another drink.
Our environment has an enormous impact on our capacity to change. There is so much in today's world that reinforces unhealthy habits. Building a healthy lifestyle is really working against the odds. The key here is to change those aspects of your environment you can change. Get rid of the junk food in your house. Remove the ashtrays from sight. Place your workout clothes where you see them first thing in the morning. Limit your time with people you know will bring you down. These things make a difference.
And if you have a genetic predisposition to being overweight or coming down with diabetes, remember, it's only a predisposition. It's not the hand of doom.
There was a great experiment on mice that showed how easy it is to overcome genetic factors. A group of mice were genetically manipulated to be intellectually impaired. Another group was genetically modified to be intellectually superior. The smart mice were put in standard mouse cages, and the impaired mice were raised in enriched environments with toys and exercise wheels and lots of social interaction. And what was the result?
Well, after the study, the impaired mice performed just as well as the superior mice on a series of tasks that measured their intellectual capacity. The reality is that our environment can turn genes off just as easily as it turns them on. Making the most of what we have is up to us.
Believing you can change makes an enormous difference in your ability to pull off taking charge of your health. The brain is greatly influenced by what you believe about yourself. Researchers set up an experiment in which students were given an evaluation of their ability that had nothing to do with their actual ability. Students who were told they had a high ability had a stronger belief in themselves and better problem-solving strategies. They developed more ambitious goals and performed better on academic tests.
Our last point today relates to exercise. Just as with learning, physical exercise changes both the function and the physical structure of the brain. When you exercise, Your muscles release growth factors, some of which drive the brain's production of new building materials.
Exercise stimulates the production of new nerve circuits and new neurons, and it stimulates all sorts of feel-good chemicals, dopamine, which we mentioned earlier, but also endorphins, serotonin, and others. At the same time, exercise shuts off the stress response. It makes you feel more relaxed.
Exercise is where it's at if you want to be more energized, more alert, happier, and less stressed. It helps you learn better, too. No doubt about it, exercise is your biggest ally when it comes to achieving and maintaining good health.
Next week, we report on how to get started on the 12-week program to restore your health and keep it restored. We hope you'll follow the series and begin by picking up the free packet of Dr. Travers' strategies and routines that KIDE has put together. The packets are available at the Kimmerer Memorial Library, Kamau Diabetes Program, the Neighborhood Facilities Gym Office, the Food Distribution Program, and Humboldt Furniture in downtown Hoopa.
Taking Charge of Your Health is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Jay Renzulli, Florine McCovey, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.
A song.